Stay in the know with Radio 2000 Podcast.
All right, so how do we master our negotiation skills is the question that we're asking, because sometimes we feel like we could have received a better deal when buying an item. Maybe our salaries would even be better if we knew how to negotiate. Well, Gerald Mwandiavera is going to help us polish our negotiation skills. Good morning, Gerald. How are you this morning?
Good morning, the most beautiful Natty, the flower in the rose amongst the thorns.
Who are you calling a thorn?
Gerald, so the art of negotiation is obviously a skill that we all need to, you know, master, right? But where do I start if I'm not good at it?
Look, if you're not good at negotiating, negotiate backwards. What I mean is, go with a budget in mind. And when you walk into the store to buy that item, you say to the store, this is what I'm here to buy and this is all I have. Regardless of the price, if they want your money, they will make a plan. I think you should have a rule in your head that for big ticket items, anything over 10,000 rand, negotiate. I'm so surprised how many people buy cars and houses without negotiating. They're almost grateful they got finance, so they don't even bother asking, could I get a better price? And you know, cars, houses, you know, they can normally deep discount to even 30% just to get the
sale. Yeah, you see, big items, I understand. Small items like bread and milk, I'm not sure.
Bread and milk is about buying in bulk. But buying in bulk is the same as negotiating a discount. And, you know, it all adds up. Because if you think about it, Natty, if you can save 50 rand a day on whatever you're doing, and you add it up for the year, you can see how much savings you have. I think you need to just have that mentality of saying, I want to get a better deal. So where you can't negotiate, simply say, look, I'm looking for a pair of school shoes that were 200 rand. What can you do for me? Show me all the shoes for about 200 rand.
And
that's
that
a way
sense.
Of working backwards. It also helps to control your finances in terms of you not going over budget, because there are a lot of people who are willing to negotiate, especially now when money is tight. As Lelo was saying, you know, he who holds the cash is king. And you can walk out and go to the next door shop or next door bank or insurance company. And I think we are more afraid to negotiate with institutions like banks and insurance companies, because we think they are big and they are scary, but they are the ones that actually are better to negotiate with.
All right, so anything over 10 grand we should negotiate. When should we never negotiate?
Look, small things like the supermarkets, you know, if it's not on the savings list, you can't really go to your local supermarket and say, I want to buy milk for less. But as the voice note said, you can look for a local dairy. You can look for a local bakery. So there are so many ways to save. And I think that is one of the ways you can get by when finances are tight like now, where you look around a little bit harder. Also try and negotiate school fees. I know schools try and be harsh, but I know, for example, most private schools, the enrollment is down 30%. They don't want to lose your child. So whilst they might not negotiate the actual final fee itself, you can negotiate payment terms which suit you so that you keep your child in that school. I know a school where there are 4 grade 1 classrooms empty because people have just simply voted with their money. They moved to a better deal.
I love it. Thank you so much. That's Gerald Mwandiavera, award-winning CFP professional speaker and author for professional financial planning and wealth creation and management. You can get him on his website, www.askgerald.co.za. The Morning Buzz on Radio 2000.co.za.